You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Our market watcher this evening, David Shapiro of Sasfin Wealth, is standing by. David, thank you very much for your time this evening. It would appear that the sun is shining on the markets today, at least.
It is, but there's still a lot of nervousness underneath all of this. You know, on Monday we had DeepSeek, which just rattled markets. I've heard that word, I can't tell you how many times during the last few days, rattled markets. So I'll repeat it.
Please, we didn't hear it the last time.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's been rattled by it. But, you know, to be honest, I think that's just a normal progression in any technology. And, you know, even today, just digressing slightly, Alibaba came out with another model, which is even better than this one. So here we go. But, I mean, it's caused people to take a step back and think. But I think on top of it, we've got the Fed a little later. Not that there's going to be any surprises, but everybody's going to be looking to what the outlook is for interest rates, how Trump might have affected that. There are so many different views on rate cuts in the U.S., you know, to some extreme cases of 100 points, in other words, four times 25 points, to others where there might not be any or one at the most. So a lot of attention will be given to Mr. Powell. And then we've got results coming out, Tesla, Microsoft. Who else is coming? I'm trying to think of other companies, certainly Apple tomorrow, I think, as well. So a number of tech results, and everybody's on standby. You know, they're all nervous of what we're going to see, how much these companies are spending on artificial intelligence. Is it too much? Did they meet their revenue forecast? And it's always a difficult time, and one doesn't know what's going to satisfy the market. You never know.
And you're not expecting any surprises from the Fed, but any surprises from the Reserve Bank, as all eyes will be on Lesitja Ganyaho tomorrow, the governor of the SARB?
I think 25 points, you know. I think this is, we're all hoping for more because the margin is there to reduce rates even further. But I think he's very cautious and he'd just take it one step at a time. So I think what happens after that is still a mystery. there's plenty of scope to bring down more, but we don't know what the future holds on inflation. And oil prices are under pressure; they're coming down. The rand's one of the is difficult to read. Trump is difficult to read. So again, you know, we're going to have to hear what the governor's outlook on rates is or on inflation.
Yeah,
but 25 points, but I think that's already in the market, so I doubt whether there'll be any major celebration.
I do wonder, have you been able to take a look at the circular from Barloworld for its recent takeover offer? And what we know about
that? No, I haven't.
Okay.
I know that. No. From a point of view, I think that it's quite controversial. I think it's been in the market for some time. So it's going to be interesting to see if anybody objects to this. But I haven't looked at the actual circular. You know, the last time I looked was the last time they published anything on SEN. So anyway, but it's sad to see it go, but I don't know. What can we do?
What can we do? So it is said that the rand has gained after the Democratic Alliance confirmed that it is committed to the government of national unity.
Well, that's also to do with the weaker dollar as well. So you get a combination of those factors. We're all waiting. Dudu, you know, that's one thing. We're not quite sure of our politics as well. We just hope that there is, not concessions, but there is conciliation and that it does what everybody expects it to do, because there's a lot riding on this. There's a lot of optimism riding on the government and national unity. So, hopefully from now on, there is, it's just a bit of outlook from that. I'm struggling to find the word I was looking for.
I understand completely, because I also get flabbergasted by all the developments, because every other day there's something. So we can only be positive, right? And so if we take a look maybe at the situation also in the Democratic Republic of Congo, we're going to be speaking to Dr. Nils Backberg in a few moments in terms of the mineral supply chain. But Is there anything that we can glean from what is happening there when it comes to the markets? Are we able to, correlate the two?
No, I don't think the – funny enough, the markets kind of brushed it aside. I don't think there's been any major effect. It's just that this has always been an area of conflict. You know, the Congo, if you wanted to mine in the Congo, you had to take your own army up there just to protect yourselves. It's been a very difficult area. But I think this is ugly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I say ugly, we don't – look, we've lost 13 soldiers. I mean, that's tragic. I know this is – when you join the army, this is what the downside could be. But, I mean, to lose 13 people, it's awful. And, you know, one's not sure where this is going to lead to, yeah. What's going to happen. There's always been a conflict area. But the markets haven't really reacted to it. Where it is a little more difficult is that it creates certain tensions, you know, between African nations, and South Africa's at the forefront. So I think that's the only thing we're watching. I thought it would get more headlines. You know, I thought there'd be more global here. Not at all. And it's so strange that in Africa, you know, Middle East, something flares up. We all know about it, and, you know, any other part of the world. But Africa just seems to be brushed aside, which is tragic, you know, which is sad. Hmm. So, I thought there'd be more attention to it.
Yeah. David, you mentioned a little bit earlier on in your answer that if you want to do business there, you have to take your own mini army.
Yes.
I mean, we're hearing that private military is also like putting down their arms, and they cannot cope with what is happening in Goma. But how is it that businesses are able to thrive in areas of conflict? Is it that? Is it that making sure that you've got a little bit of extra money to make sure that you protect your interests?
Well, I wish I could answer that properly, but I mean, I every time we've spoken to people who are mining there, they've certainly got to make sure that they've covered, you know, from a security point of view, because you take people up there who are miners, and their lives are at risk, and getting workers, it's a difficult area, and I don't think this is anything new. You know, the conflict has been there for some time.
Yeah.
Especially on the borders, and I don't know whether this goes back to the time that they decided on the borders or whoever decided on the borders, but there are a lot of still a lot of tensions there. So, but that's miners, you know, that's mining.
Yep.
It's always in areas that are difficult.
Yeah, we're going to speak to Dr. Beckerberg in a few moments about that. David, did we touch on commodities? Gold and oil, what's happening?
You know, that oil's coming down, but I think when the dollar starts to come under pressure, we do see commodity prices pick up. And today was a good day for the miners, but we never know what's going to happen tomorrow. You know, that's the problem. So platinum miners were very strong today. They're still trying to find a bottom. You know, by bottom meaning it's we're still trying to look for a turnaround. And so much has been spoken about commodities and infrastructural development, you know, with new technologies. But nothing seems to be coming through in the prices yet. I was looking at the copper prices, you know, still hovering around 9,000. Iron ore slightly better, hoping that China does something and starts to buy again. So, but nothing substantial, you know, no major breakthroughs in commodity prices. The good news from our point of view is that oil prices are under a bit of pressure.
David Shapiro, always a pleasure to speak to you, and thank you very much for your time this evening. Have a good one. David Shapiro is with Sasfin Wealth.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.